Hello, listeners. Today, my guests are Kate Makridakis, Jordan Chute, Year 12 Economics students, and their teacher and curriculum leader, Natalie Byrd. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Lovely to see you. So we're going to talk about the real-life applications of studying the subject of economics and what you're learning at the moment. So, Kate, can you tell me, what is the real-life learning of economics?
I think it's just really interesting to know how the government and how businesses run and things like that in regards to like real world issues like the conflict in Ukraine right now. It's really interesting to know the impacts that that has on not only Australia's economy but the rest of the world's economy and, you know, things like that.
Okay, and when you're discussing like the very, very sad situation in Ukraine and what's evolving, does that result in debates in class or just really thorough discussion?
I think we can all agree in class that it's a devastating crisis, and it's obviously not only having an impact on the people in Ukraine but obviously for Australia too. Our stock markets are crashing right now and all of our supplies for trade in Russia have been cut off as well, so that all leaves some further implications for Australians as well.
And you put that on top of a global pandemic.
Yeah.
And now floods. What is the actual real supply chain issues that we may be experiencing in Brisbane?
Yeah, that's very true. Like,
can you give me a real example? Like, where's the impact for us here in Brisbane?
Just in regards to the floods, like I know I work at the local Macca's and all of our supply has been cut off because of the floods, so our store's been shut for for multiple days. So all of our supply sort of gone to other McDonald's franchises, and yeah, so a lot of the staff at my Macca's have lost a lot of income and things like that just because simply the trucks can't get through because of the flooding. Yeah.
Okay, so it really does go from that macro level down to micro and how it impacts us as individuals. Mm-hmm. Jordan, have you noticed any impact in our local area?
Personally, I haven't known. Not in like this area of Brisbane, I feel, because I feel like we've all been pretty safe from the floods, but I'm sure up north it'd be a lot worse with like even like supermarket supply and like being able to get that and like warehouse flooding. I know there's a lot of that as well within Macca's, like storerooms just being absolutely flooded, like supply and stock just being gone and destroyed, which is obviously going to have a large effect on the business and how that's run, the income like flowing in, and how that affects even like just the people around us.
Everyday families.
Yeah.
So, Natalie, what led to you wanting to teach economics to young women at Loretto?
Well, I studied economics and accounting at high school, and they were my two favourite subjects. And I decided, well, then I would go to university and study commerce and economics because they were my two favourite subjects. I really loved the real world applicability of economics, and although I took an accountant path, it was really because I couldn't see many options in the economic field in terms of policy, which, you know, I would have loved to have done. So I did a career in accounting, and then I got into teaching of accounting and economics as well. But I absolutely love coming to work every day and teaching our students, and particularly girls, because there's a real opportunity for us to have influence on policy making in Australia and globally. And we need more girls involved. The rate at university now is 4 boys to 1 girl at university, which is, a crippling statistic. So I love coming to work every day and talking to the girls about what's happening, how interest rates can affect us, what's happening with inflation. You mentioned about the recent events. We were talking in class about the supply of rapid antigen tests and what would happen to the price. And what we said would happen in class happened in reality. The prices went up, everyone wanted them, and now there's excess supply. Producers entered the market to try and create these rapid antigen tests, which they did, and now, of course, we're flooded, the market's flooded, and the prices have come back down. Interest rates, we know that's got applicability when we're all going to have home loans, and we can all pretty much see now in class what month we've all determined, we've all had a bit of a bet in class, when interest rates will go up. And that has implications for when the girls are getting loans and they'll know when to fix their interest rates or keep it variable. So I just love bringing that learning every day. There's something new every day we can bring to the classroom.
That's great. And you obviously had a career in commerce field prior to doing your education degree. How do you think that really enhances your teaching?
Yeah, well, I think there's so much to be learnt from the corporate world and bringing the corporate world to the educational sector. I often think sometimes the education sector is a little bit behind and we can learn a lot from what's been achieved in the corporate sector. But I just think my day-to-day experience, certainly in commerce, and I was in operations in general management, I think that experience can be brought not only into my classroom, but as you said, in my curriculum leader role and leadership role more broadly.
Mm-hmm. And so does Mrs. Burnt keep you motivated towards your goals in economics?
I'd feel like yes, 100%. On every Friday, so at the end of the week, we do, everyone in our class, it's quite a small class, so we share something we've read in the news that week, involved with like business, economics, and I feel like that really helps, like hearing what everyone has to say. It's just like, I feel like it's a good way of learning because you're listening to everyone, getting all this news intake, understanding what's happening in the world, and I feel like that's, like we've never done that before, and I feel like that's a really good part of good learning and economics.
Way to round out the week. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing your experiences of economics with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.